This is gonna be cool.
The topics and opinions expressed on the Dudes and Beer podcast are intended for an audience of 18 and up and are solely those of the host and guests. They neither reflect the opinions or values of either the sponsors of Dudes and Beer or your mother. I mean, seriously, have you ever heard these guys? They'll talk about anything.
Whoa, hey, you think they're gonna show it?
They'll probably just blur it out.
Whoa, check it out, Beavis.
Grab your beverages and turn up your interweb. Solving the world's problems 12 ounces at a time. It's Dudes and Beer.
Oh my god. Oh, so many problems getting that beer open. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And
hey.
Welcome to episode 83 of Dudes and Beer. I am Chris Jordan, your host. With me tonight is the great and awesome Nelson Kugel,
oh, shit.
Stephen Bishop.
What's up, guys?
Welcome to the
What's
first
the
edition of the Dudes and Beer Cookout.
Yeah.
Cookout.
Hopefully to be one of the first of many where we sit out here. Right. I just got a grill for Christmas, and we're going to sit out here and grill some stuff up and just talk while we grill. Talk about what we're grilling.
Every day since you've gotten that grill, like you've that. Used it for every meal, I think, so far.
So far. And I'm okay with that. It's a beautiful grill.
Right,
I love it.
It
thanks, Mom. Thanks, Randy, Houston co-host of the podcast. And when we get back from this message from our sponsor, we'll talk about some of the greats that have been taken from us in 2016, talk about what we're putting on the grill as we put it on, everything else, right after this message.
Hey, he don't even have his license, Lisa.
Crazy drunk driver.
Hey, everybody. Chris Jordan, host of the Dudes and Beer podcast here. Has this ever happened to you? Tired of looking in your rearview mirror after a couple of drinks with friends or worrying about no-refusal weekends and DUI stops? Are you planning a night on the town and want an easy, safe way to get around while still having fun? Well, Fare is the ride service for you. Simply download the easy-to-use and free Fare app from the Google Play Store or iTunes Marketplace and use promo code DUDES10 every time you ride with Fare to save 10% off your ride. Have a Fare driver you liked riding with? You can not only give them a review and tip, but you can add them to your preferred drivers list on your Fare app and request them every time you ride with Fare. You can schedule rides with Fare to pick you up immediately or as far as 30 minutes to 7 days in advance, eliminating the need for last-minute calls and allowing you to pre-schedule pickups in locations other than your home city. Perfect for those traveling for business or for fun. So don't forget to stop on by and download that free Fare app and use the coupon code DUDES10 every time you ride with Fare to get 10% off your ride. That's right. Don't forget, the coupon code is DUDES10. So be like Dudes and Beer, everybody. Party safe, use Fare, and drink responsibly.
Oh, yeah. Here we go with the cookout. We go with cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and carrots and boots. All right, yeah, that's
That was cool.
That was hip. That was cool.
Hip.
That was all right.
We're
yeah,
hip
that
crowd.
Was all right.
Yeah.
So I am actually unleashing the taste right now.
Unleash the
My niece Megan gave me a little sampler of beers for Christmas. I love the fact that she's old enough to buy beer now, and she gets her uncle tasty treats.
There you go.
But she got me a Bulldog grown up root beer. So that's
so it's a grown up root beer.
With,
all right.
From what I understand.
Cool. And, have you tried it yet? This is your first taste. Here we go. Here we go.
Damn, that is
some
tasty ass root beer.
Yeah?
I gotta just pass that
tasty
around the table.
Ass root beer.
Let's just go fucking 60s Duber on that.
Holy shit, cakes.
Let me taste that shit.
That's amazeballs.
I've had a few alcoholic root beers.
What's
that
the ABV
the best
on
one.
That
I have
shit.
No idea. I have no idea.
And that's got alcohol in it?
Yeah, right? It's
supposed to.
Dude, if it's over 4, that's insane.
That's pretty tasty.
I think that might just be straight root beer, bro.
It might just be straight root beer.
Watch it be like 6.5 ABV. Like, there's no way. No way.
No, I think it's just a straight root beer. Yeah. That's all right.
I've had
a few sessions so far. We're about to open up the grill. We got some good stuff going on. I got us some fucking old school Chuck steaks. Nice thick Chuck steaks.
Chuck steaks.
Those are going on. Chuck's Nelson brought some brats. I also made some garlic and onion potatoes. Ooh. And we've got some nice cinnamon apples for dessert.
Holy smokies.
So, speaking of smokies, let's get it going.
Yeah, let's get this grill
going. Go ahead, guys. Talk for a second or two while I get things going on the grill.
First off, so Chris is getting up from his chair. He's setting down the headphones. He's walking over to the grill. The grill, ladies and gentlemen, is just fantastic. We're talking about a 4-burner, 36,000 BTU grill.
Beautiful grill, man.
We got two stacks up there. It's black with a nice stainless steel top, thermometer built in. I think we're running about 380, 385 right now. Chris is laying down some steaks. Do you hear that sizzle?
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear that
sizzle? That meat just...
We got the sticks going on sideways to get our nice little burn grills. Right. Oh, man.
No chicken.
We got a cat over here looking to want to go back in.
We got Leon.
Little Leon over here.
Leon.
Is his last name Bridges?
No.
No? Are you licking your fingers after handling raw meat? What a smart individual.
What a smart
individual.
It's steak, dude. It's not pork.
That's true.
I'm not afraid.
I feel you.
Tab these with a little...
I like it red.
Was that Worcestershire?
Yeah, just a little Worcestershire on top.
Yeah.
Woo, hear that sizzle. Yeah.
I'm sure the audience hears that just fine.
Yeah. We'll let those sit for a little while.
Hell yeah.
Little simmer.
Simma. Who's this?
Simma Dance.
David Schwimmer. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. How do you say his last name? Schwimmer? Simma down now.
Yeah. Simma down.
Simma down. Simma down. Simma down now.
Exactly.
Who's this? David Schwimmer? Yeah. Simma down now.
I saw a movie with that dude, man. It was about the plastic boobs. The history of implants or boobs, and he was a doctor.
No, that was a great movie, man. Boob Doctor.
Boob Doctor.
That was made by HBO. It came out right after Band of Brothers. And it actually covered because Houston was the home base for breast implants originally. And that's where he was based out of. That's what the movie was about.
That's interesting to know. I didn't know it was Houston.
It was about the Houston breast doctor. Yeah, he was the one who, like, really pioneered giving you the good ones.
Giving you the good ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Giving you the good ones.
So, yeah, it's interesting, though. It was actually a really well-done movie. It was fantastic. David Schwimmer actually has some reach whenever he gets into it. He did a great job in Band of Brothers, I thought.
Yeah, he did.
When it's a boob movie, I'd like to have reach too.
Exactly.
That was very high school, but good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Reach up on it.
Well,
reach for the stars.
You know, we recently watched some movies over the Christmas holiday. We of course watched some Die Hard. Yeah. You know, stuff like that. Watched a little Gremlins the other day.
Nice.
Had me watch some Love Actually. Had to do the chick flick thing with the wife. So
Love Actually is a great one.
It's a decent movie. It's not horrifying. You know,
a Christmas love story.
Good. Yeah, with just superfluous plot.
Yeah,
you know, all over the place.
Right.
The other day, I went through the Lethal Weapon action.
Nice,
good Christmas movie action.
Yeah, so I spent my Christmas over at my folks' place over the weekend. Yeah. And Christmas Story was playing all day Sunday.
Yeah, TNT.
Yeah.
Repeat.
Well, we caught it Saturday night, but what was really cool is Sunday, which was Christmas... My folks and I, we were, like, so anxious to open gifts, so we did it all Saturday night, which is cool with me.
Sure, yeah.
And so Sunday morning, my dad's like, hey, one of his buddies is Steve Wertheimer, who owns Continental Club, Bar, and Seaboys. He's like...
Seaboys!
Shout out to Steve! Anyways, he's got a couple jukeboxes that he bought for my dad, and one of them was acting up over at Seaboys. And my dad's like, hey, if we go over to Seaboys and work on the jukebox, do you want to come with me? I'm like, fuck yeah. And so what turned out to be like a 30-minute repair turned out to be 7 hours. Okay, so check this out. We go and meet up with Steve over at Seaboys and work on the jukebox. And Steve has been wanting to show off his cars to my dad over at his crib. And he lives over in Rollingwood. And so after we do all the jukebox repairs, we go over to his car shop. He bought Dave's Ultimate Auto, which is over on Congress. He bought that from Dave.
Oh, I think
Dave
I know
Bass.
That place.
Yeah.
And so we went over there and looked at some of the cars they're working on, some really cool, like a 81 FJ Cruiser.
Nice.
Cool stuff.
Nice.
And he's like, hey, let's go over to, you know, I want to show you my cars. And it was like, cool. And he was trying to get a hold of one of his buddies, who is a motorcycle collector, because my dad and I are both really into motorcycles.
No,
right? So my dad and I are following Steve, and he starts taking this other turn, and my dad's like, I bet that guy called him and says, hey, I'm at the house. So we follow him over to who turns out to be Victor, to his house, and we pull up, and he's got this garage doors open, and first car I see is a 2012 Aston Martin DB9.
Nice.
What? Are you freaking serious?
$260,000 race car.
Yeah.
And so I see the Aston Martin, I'm like, oh, God, here we go. So we go in there, he's got just, like, mint cars, classic cars, like 39
beautiful.
Mercuries, just... And then we go and you walk into the garage and take a right, and there's like 60 motorcycles. He's got like 3 aerial square fours. Like,
wow.
Just incredible bikes. He's got the brand new Ducati Duval.
Oh, wow.
And he's got this. He's got like.
And, you know, here's my question. Where the hell do you find time to ride them?
Exactly. Yeah.
Huh.
He does.
Where the hell do you even find time in the day to ride those
shit? But to pull all of these bikes out, Chris, he's got to move all of these cars. The only way to get in to all of these 60 motorcycles and his 30 cars
is
two-car garage.
That's
maybe
insane.
I over-exaggerated.
Yeah.
He had 4 cars and 60 motorcycles.
Jeez.
But to get to those motorcycles, all of these cars have to be pulled out.
I'm not going
to
lie, as a man who has 10 guitars, 8 keyboards, 4 rack mount synths, you know, I'm not going to deny the collecting aspect.
Right.
But whenever you're talking about that, that's kind of like utilitarian at some point. I mean, granted, there is some collector's items in there that you probably ain't going to drive too much.
Right.
It's more the prestige of, like, there's like 10,000 of them left and I have one.
Yes.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, you know, exactly.
That kind of stuff.
That's pretty much how it was. And what was really interesting is the owners of Revival Cycles, which I'm a big fan of, which was Alan and Stefan, they were there. Because they pretty much did a lot of the work on the bikes he owns.
Damn,
and
that's awesome.
And I was wearing my Revival shirt because it's just a comfortable shirt, and I was working. And I walk up, and there was a Porsche in the driveway. It was a Porsche Targa, an 89 Porsche
89.
Carrera. And I was like, ooh, nice Porsche. All
right.
And Steve is like, I don't know whose Porsche that is. And we walk up, and I see Alan. I'm like, oh, that's Alan's Porsche. And I wear my shirt, and I'm like, hey, guys. I'm not, like, no consequence, or no coincidence. You're like, yeah, right, whatever. Anyways, it was just a fucking blast, dude.
That is dope, dude.
Yeah, that was so much fun, but I kind of got off subject. I was kind of just talking about my holiday weekend.
That's what it's all about.
And that was your holiday weekend.
Heck yeah, that was your holiday weekend. That's a badass holiday weekend. What did you do, Steve-O?
Oh, shit. I just did the normal thing, you know, hanging out with the family at home, eating too much turkey, and ham, and enjoying some movies on TV and stuff like that. Just normal stuff. Holidays to me is like you always eat too much food, and you know, it's like time to invest in like either a gym membership now or a damn treadmill.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
we had some crazy times down in Houston. We'll be going there for New Year's.
Sweet.
So. But, yeah, it was pretty wild. We went to my dad's house, had Christmas with my mom and brother and all that. And,
nice.
You know, got to go to the Knights of Columbus Christmas party, which is always
that's
kind of
cool.
Well, it's not like the full-on Knights. It's kind of a closed circle of guys.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right on.
But it's super fun. Super fun. There's about 10 or 12 of us that hang out.
And,
you know, all the husbands and wives, and everybody gets to get together for the night and just kind of hang out, catch up. All that kind of stuff, so we love doing it.
Hell
we're looking at going to actually with the baby to Boston next year.
Cool.
So,
very cool.
That would be fun.
I don't know if we had a podcast since then, but we,
right?
The motorcycle chapter that I belong with, which is, which is Cherokee, we had
our... Can you grab me a beer whenever you come back, Steve-O?
Sure thing.
Dude, those steaks smell so insane. Holy shit, that smells so good. Like, I don't want to talk right now.
Yeah. I do a pretty good job. It's simply salt and pepper.
I know, but it's the Worcestershire. I love the smell of that shit.
No, that's the trick. You got to put just a little bit of Worcestershire on there to get that crisp.
Yeah.
Get that crisp. It's, yeah.
Well, Cherokee Chapter, we had our Christmas party up at our president's.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, or the president of Cherokee Chapter lives in Georgetown. Thankfully, he lives so close. Actually, which was funny, he retired as president at the party, and Greg Nelson became president. I don't know where he lives, and I hope he lives close, because when we have Christmas parties, it's going to be at his crib. But anyways, that was a blast.
Good.
I don't know, man. I love the holidays.
Me too.
And everyone's like, why? It, and I'm like, look, man, it has nothing to do with whatever your stigmata is about these holidays. To me, there's more opportunities to do things in one solid month than I really have the opportunity to do in, 6 months out of the year,
Yeah.
I would rather have, like, something going on every weekend all through, November and December. Christmas parties.
Well, and it's literally the fact of, like I said, like the Knights party.
Right.
It's one of the only times in the year I see those guys. Every once in a while I'll catch Matt or someone like that on a weekend whenever I'm in town for work. And, I'll stop by and have a beer on my way to my mom's house.
Right.
At his place. But, like, my Jordan family, my Uncle Joe and Gay just bought a beautiful home in Friendswood.
Friendswood, 832.
They put on a thing. He's the one that gave me the turntable.
Cool.
Thank you so much, Uncle Joe. Got to get a needle, but
Friendswood's nice.
Can't wait. And, beautiful place. And literally the first time in a decade that we've all been together.
Nice.
First time in a decade. Like, just crazy shit goes on. So, it was fun. It was great. It was a good trip. It was something every day. It's always busy at Christmas, but
yes,
it was super fun. I was very
blessed. It is. It's worth it. I don't know how you are and how other people are, but
well,
me myself, I mean, I don't get stressed out, but I'm like, I gotta do that. Oh, there's this and there's this. But when you finally get to it, you're like, dude, this was fucking worth it.
Right.
This was the worth the hour drive, the 3 hour drive, or paying the $50 to bring a couple bottles of wine and a side plate. Because when you get there, it's going to be fun. Like, right. I've never been to a shitty holiday party or a shitty holiday get-together. It's always a great time because I feel like as soon as, like, November 17th hits,
right.
People are like, here it comes. I'm feeling this. And, like, this big mood just comes over everyone. Everyone's just really happy and, like, let's party. Let's have a great time, you know? I mean, at least that's, I don't know, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah. And, I mean, definitely the holidays does that. It also has, like, a huge depressive effect on a bunch of people.
It could, it absolutely.
It did for me for years. Right. I did not enjoy Christmas. It rang a lot of bad things for me, and it was something that really got me to thinking about the human coil of mankind.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking about the spiritual and the good things,
right?
Focusing on the blessings and the good stuff,
right.
I was getting caught up in the mortal coil of things, and
I can see where
really enjoying the holiday at all for years.
Sure,
and my attitude's changed now. Things are different, and I'm happy for that because I did used to love Christmas.
Right.
And I'm glad to be back to a point where I am and where I can just be like, hey, guys, if that's how y'all want to do it, go do it that way. That's not what I'm about.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But what a strange, odd end to Christmas with the death of...
it was George Michael, Fisher, I thought was
and
first.
George Michael.
Yeah.
George Michael's.
On the day of Christmas. Yeah. Having a hit last Christmas.
See,
you know?
I knew I knew Carrie Fisher was having some complications.
Me too, yeah.
I didn't hear anything about George Michael.
Me either.
Well, yeah, he had pneumonia a year or so ago, yeah, stuff okay. like that. He's had mm-hmm. some things on and off throughout yeah. the years, and they haven't released anything for certain about the true cause of the death.
Well, what was the most depressing thing is what his boyfriend was saying, is that no one was there for him. And yeah. he was on his own. And yeah. that's just got to fucking suck.
All right.
You know? Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if I'm going out, I want, like, I'm going to go out in a bang by, like, jumping into a volcano.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, a couple people on my deathbed. I'm like, hey, guys, you know, party when I'm done.
And just make sure your head hits first in the volcano.
Oh, I'm skydiving straight down, like, yeah. going straight down into a volcano.
No shoot, bro.
Of course not.
No shoot.
But I just... Everyone asks, like, why do you want to do that?
Yeah.
I know. It's like, what if there's something magical inside the volcano? You don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, you're going to burn up. Like, yeah, I might. But who fucking knows?
Yeah.
Dude, if I know that the doctor says you only have 24 hours to live, I'm fucking skydiving into a live fucking volcano.
Right.
2,000 feet up, I see that yellow molten lava. Yeah. I'm aiming for it. No shoot. I am just going nuts. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, live life. Live life to the fullest, you
know?
That's
the cheapest funeral that you can ask for. There's no ashes to throw out overboard.
Yeah.
There's no coffin to buy. Let the fucker burn up before he hits the volcano.
Yeah, let the fucker hit it.
Or I go down into the volcano, be some sort of god, and destroy y'all.
There you go. You can be Xenu, man.
Yeah. You can be Xenu. You never fucking know.
Fucking Xenu,
Steve. Oh, you don't know Xenu? That's the god of Scientology, but they don't tell you until.
They don't tell you
that until you're a certain level.
Xenu. The one with the big vacuum.
Ron L. Hubbard.
The one with the big vacuum.
I just bought my first lesson. I spent $100 million.
Now
I'm Used to be a website, clambake.com, that actually had. You know, some dark secrets until it got shut down. But come to find out, it's all coming out now, you know.
Right.
It wasn't just the one person. The George Michael thing caught me off guard because it was during Christmas. It was on Christmas Day. You know, I know he had some health issues. Pneumonia was going on. They actually did a tracheotomy. And there's actually some photos of him, and if you look closely, you can see, like, the incisions on his neck, you know? And to think he had such, like, a beautiful voice and all, you know?
Yeah.
And I never really heard anything, I don't think, you know, since he had that, but I do know that reports were in that he was working and in the process of a new album.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But I mean, anytime something happens, like cutting on your throat or something, I would think it would like compromise your sound or your vocal. Yeah, I would think
it can.
You know,
tracheotomy, not so much.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, once it heals up, you got like a five to seven day window recovery. Okay.
It's not the actual vocal box. It's just like you know.
Right. All a tracheotomy is just allow oxygen.
Yeah.
Because your esophagus is already closed.
It's before
up.
Your vocal box.
Right.
And he did say during that time when they had to do that when he was in the hospital and he was actually in and out of consciousness during some of this. This health issues he had back in, I think, 2012 or something or other, that he said he didn't know how long he was going to be able to live or something like that. I don't know what other health issues. I mean, it's still fresh, so a lot of stuff hadn't come out yet. But, you know, it was a definite shock that, you know, we lost such a great artist, I believe, that had numerous hits that everybody can recall, at least one or two or something.
A hero to thousands and millions of people.
I mean,
he was. He was an incredible person.
I mean, Jesus, man. That's the iconic legend from the 80s that had some beautiful songs.
Yep.
Beautiful voice and died at such a young age, you know.
Little sample, guys.
You know, 53 is not very old.
Oh.
Ooh, look at this.
Get the fuck out of here.
What? Are you serious? Damn, that's delicious.
Sorry, folks.
You just put Worcestershire, that's it?
No, salt, pepper, okay. On the steak, but cover it Worcestershire while it's
cooking. Dude, that's like a...
The real trick is covering it in butter before you eat it.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where great, the loveliness
dude.
Is.
Dude, it's a good steak. Oh, God.
Dude, that's like a steak from a high-dollar restaurant.
Really,
dude, is. That's, all right. That's... Yeah, that's like a $30... Yeah, I mean,
that flavor is...
Going to...
Awesome.
I don't want to say Texas Thank Blend you. And Cattle, because it's a little higher than that.
Somebody knows how to cook steak.
That's good. It's good.
Mmm, that's good. Damn.
Yeah.
Well,
I like cooking. Yeah. It was always a go-to job for me.
Yeah.
I like Anywhere food. I moved, I could always go cook.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the jobs. Every time I go into Oak Hill, I always pass up Austin Pizza Garden.
Right.
Or when I'm on Congress, pass up Magnolia Cafe. Those two jobs, Magnolia Cafe and Austin Pizza Garden, were of all the cooking jobs that I've had. I've sous chefed, I've sauteed, wow. I've been line cook, I've been prep cook. Of all the cooking jobs that I've had in my lifetime, those have been the most legitimate, fun, amazing jobs where I've not only had fun working there and cooking yep. and knowing the menu, but the fucking people, down to the management, down to the fucking owner. Dude, the owners of Magnolia were legit. My favorite was the owner of Austin Pizza Garden, Brian. Huh. That fool would come in. We would be jamming Ween, okay? Like the pod. Yeah. Or like nice. White pepper. Just crazy fucking music, ultra fucking loud. We're all stoned out of our minds, yeah. drinking on the job. And Brian would just be back there working the oven, dude. Just working the brick oven yeah. with the fucking pizza slices.
Right.
And just, like, nodding his head, like, trying to get... Yeah. Like, trying to understand this music.
Yeah.
And we're all just kids, you know? Like, you know, 23 yeah. to 31. And this dude's in his, like, late
40s. That's the way to do it.
Man. Oh,
that's
God, the way he was just it. So legit. Yeah. Like, just the most legit human being.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian is just... Guys, if y'all are listening, I'm sure you are, because I forgot we're still on the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Go check out... Right? Yeah. Shout out to Awesome Pizza Garden in Oak Hill. Get the Neptune. The Neptune pizza will blow your fucking mind. If you want a good muffaletta, you go to fucking Awesome Ooh. Pizza Garden, dude. I'm telling you. They just won an award.
Nice.
From the Chronicle. They're Did in they? An old... Vintage building,
yeah.
which actually is speaking a historical
of the,
mark.
I was going to say, speaking of the building, while you were there, have you heard any stories of the place being haunted?
Okay, so it's supposed to there be on the haunted. It's that. On the haunted tour.
Yeah.
I've been in a couple eerie situations, but I right. can't really explain what happened.
Right. I know there's a couple tables in a certain part of the
Well, it's upstairs. That, there's an upstairs dining room, which is just a fantastic, beautiful place.
Yeah.
Like, when everyone's there and... Things are happening.
Yeah,
you don't get that feeling,
huh?
Like the only time
when
I ever
you're
got
alone,
I was alone. Okay, so upstairs you take to get up there. When you walk into the restaurant, there's a staircase to your right, and that's how you get up there.
Right.
But from the kitchen, when we bring up food and drinks and stuff like get that, there's a staircase into the back kitchen.
Huh.
And we have trash cans up there.
Yeah.
And one day we had like a 30 top party up there. And I went up there about 9:45 when everything was closed, all the lights are off, uh-huh. just to grab the trash cans and bring them out, throw them out.
Yeah.
So I go up there.
Uh-oh.
Lights are off, fans are off, AC, I don't know. And that's the thing, is I don't know about the AC, but all uh-huh. I know is I went up into a dark room and I was able to see the trash can,
uh-huh.
grabbed the trash can and turned around and went down the stairs.
Right.
And as you're going down the stairs, you can see all the textile rugs hanging from the wall.
Nice, yeah.
These fucking rugs just started flipping. Like if a fan was behind it, like doing that kind of...
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Dude.
And I'm doing this because it's dark, yeah. but I can see the trash can. And that's yeah. about it. And I can kind of see the Mexican textiles. And I'm looking at that shit, and I just get, like, I get goosebumps just talking about yeah. this. Like, oh.
Yeah.
I get these crazy cold goosebumps.
Was your mind at that moment thinking that it was the AC? Were you thinking of something rational to explain what you were seeing at
Way
that
point? Way to Nelson him, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, a Nelson no idea. Ghost story.
I mean, I just what I thought I saw because it was dark. I blinked a few times yeah. to see if I was just like,
man. I've been in some strange situations when I worked at the country club in Maine at Falmouth Country Club. I spent a lot of late nights there by myself. Yeah. I worked in the kitchen at night, and then night shift would leave, and I would clean the place. So I'd be there until like 3 in the morning.
Jesus.
Easily, you know. And, yeah, man, there was one night where I finished vacuuming upstairs, and as I came downstairs, literally heard a party going on.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Like people milling around.
Dude, it's like The Shining.
Glasses and shit.
Well, I remember hearing stories about people living on, like, Indian reservations. Where their house is built in the 60s, right? But they're having reservations for the 1700s. And coming home to hearing Indian, like, the story, tribal music. Like, Native Indian music.
The story of Poltergeist. The movie The Poltergeist is based on the Newport subdivision out in Crosby, Texas.
Whoa.
Where my aunt lives.
Oh, wow.
I've been out there years ago. I've had some odd experiences.
Yeah.
But literally what happened was, it was a potter's field, unmarked graves, sharecroppers, stuff like that.
My grandma was
and they went to build. This was an unmarked cemetery. Everything else, like the locals knew about it, but it wasn't on any maps. It wasn't surveyed. You know, it was like it was in the back of this sharecrop property that eventually became open land, and then eventually got bought up for this housing development. Mm-hmm. And as these people started digging a pool, they started finding remains.
Started
finding people. And since then, odd things have been reported in the Newport subdivision. There have been numerous people. There are a couple houses that are still like,
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Not full. Not occupied. There have been numerous people that live there, had no instance, you know, but yeah, it's wild, man.
Dude,
it's
that's crazy. Wild,
there's
dude.
there's some intense experiences out there. I've had quite a few of them. And that's one reason why I do not doubt that end of things. Mm-hmm. I don't doubt ghost experience. I don't doubt experience with the supernatural. I've never had a UFO experience. I've seen some strange things in the sky. I've seen some strange shit.
I've seen some strange shit, and I've debunked myself of thinking it was a UFO because what I saw in the research that I did really add up more than to a unidentified flying object.
Yeah.
But my friend and I, Ben, we were driving back home, or back out to my crib, because I was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was renting a trailer down on Barton Springs, and we were coming from Oak Hill. And we see drippings, or we see Albertsons. And we're driving back, and for some reason, we both look at Albertsons. I don't know why. It's just because when you take that wide hill, it's right there.
It's right
You're
there.
Doing this, and Albertsons is doing that. You see it when you start taking that bend. And I see this crazy, like, red dot kind of do this weird pattern just disappear.
Mm.
And I'm like, whoa, fuck, did you see that?
Yeah.
And he did. And I was like, you saw that? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, wow, that was crazy. We both fucking saw that. And
the swamp gases.
Well, for some reason, like, he had gotten into, I don't know, some, like, some electrical theory that he was talking about in school and did some crazy research on. But he's like, I think that was ball lightning. And I'm like, dude, that was a fucking, like, UFO. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, we do some research on it, and it turns out that there is a real thing called ball lightning.
Yes,
and what it is, it's hot. It's positive charged ions in lightning.
Right.
So what lightning does, it strikes from the ground up.
Right.
Because of the grounding of the Earth magnetic core.
From the ground up.
But
huh.
What ball lightning does is, since it's so positive charged ions, what it does is it finds more charged particles in the atmosphere, in the topographic sphere, that create a premeditated path. So within just a matter of fucking ultra split seconds that we can't even comprehend, it sees all these charged particles, so it takes that path. With the path of least resistance, kind of like how ohms work.
Very
but it's the complete opposite.
Right.
And so it just does this crazy shit.
Right.
And so to the human eye, it's like a crazy pattern. People take it seriously, like, oh, it's a message. Like, oh, there's a square box, you know.
Well, and granted, the circumstances for ball lightning are rare.
It is. It's a very rare phenomenon, especially angel hair, which was a mm-hmm. phenomenon of heavy dew mm-hmm. actually being come atomized from the ground huh. and creating hair, which looked like yeah. angel hair from the ground. People are like, oh, it's a sign from Jesus. But what it is just really right. heavy moisture huh. in a cold situation when the Earth's core is right. at a certain temperature.
Well, I think that. People were huh. attributing it more to chemtrails and stuff like that as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, okay. all sorts of crazy yeah, logistics.
It looked
yeah.
like crazy-looking spider webs across grass and stuff
it's
like that.
It's very crazy-looking. Yeah.
yeah, it's really wild.
Wow.
Really wild.
Yeah.
And it's strange, you know. It you is. Start getting into that kind
Holy
of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I love talking myth. I love talking yeah. mystery. I love talking that stuff. But there is so
and
much
the science
of it
behind it too. It's even fucking more interesting.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like it.
You
it's
know,
not
one of
proving
my favorite,
it, but what their theory is of what it could be.
Yeah,
because
right.
we still don't understand,
right.
and we can't even understand
yeah.
what protons do.
Right.
The split screen experiment, dude. Electricians still don't understand how electricity works. We're still, like, fathomed by the idea of how electricity fucking works.
True that.
And then we
yeah.
see these phenomena.
I read about that.
And we're like, whoa. And it's just, it's incredible to get the
well,
like the side that people think it's, like, you know, alien beings
well,
to the
like,
scientific side.
I watched
all
a show
it, you know?
On Netflix. It's a Netflix original White Rabbit Project.
Oh, yeah.
And it's with the three other people from Mythbusters. And
oh,
they actually take
like
on these
guys.
Different scientific concepts and stuff. And the last one was speed. And Tori took on the concept of the land speed record from the Silver Bullet.
Yep.
That was made way back in the day. That was actually an electric car, like, back in the early 1900s.
Huh.
And he was like, through doing research, I found out that every land speed record was held by an electric car.
Yeah.
Right. Every one of them.
Right, every one of them.
Right. Every one of them.
So they actually built this car, and like, dude, this thing went like 82 miles an hour. Like, it was trucking, man.
Yeah.
You know? So it was pretty impressive, and using early 1900s technology. You know, modern adaptations of
right.
early 1900s technology.
Right.
And it was pretty incredible. So,
yeah.
you know, there were a lot of sound ideas that are still there. There are a lot of you know, patents out for stuff that have never really
sure.
been explored.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to strange energies, mm-hmm. strange powers, generators, things
right.
like that. There's a lot of work of Nikola Tesla that hadn't been explored fully.
Right, right.
And that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Is just
rest
freaking,
in peace.
But yeah, like phenomenal stuff.
Right.
You know, and we're just getting into it now, inductive charging of
yeah.
cell phones and
mm-hmm. right.
that
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Those are cool.
You know.
Well, I've really been wanting to get a new car, and I have my heart set on that new Toyota Mira.
Yeah?
Which is a hydrogen fuel cell car.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
They're like $23,000. $23,000. The only problem is we don't have any
hydrogen stations.
Hydrogen fuel cell stations here
right.
in Texas. There's like maybe 17 or 25.
Right.
You're going to have to electrolyze
California.
Your own hydrogen.
That's the new
You're going to have to electrolyze and compress
technology.
Your own hydrogen.
That's the thing, is to build a hydrogen fuel cell
right.
charging station is really expensive.
And do you think the dangers that they've already, you know, proposed and they keep
blowing
putting out,
up
yeah,
and shit,
right.
not,
do you think there's any truth into
no.
that?
Well,
like,
yeah,
I
sure,
mean, yeah,
of
I mean,
there was.
But then again, guess what?
Not
gas is
now.
The same thing if you throw a match
of
to it, right?
Of course it is.
So it's like we're not doing
no,
that.
The dangers
yeah.
of a, if you're
yeah,
Toyota,
no.
Toyota would have not gone into that line of production if there was any sort of thought about
right.
here's,
carbon.
Here's the
right.
thing. Here's the thing.
But it's the gas, people.
Yeah, but it doesn't explode the way you think it does. Even compressed hydrogen doesn't explode the way you think it does.
Right, true.
People see the footage of a hydrogen-filled balloon.
Yeah.
A hydrogen-filled Zeppelin, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it sucks in.
And it catches fire.
Right.
And burns to the ground. Now, if you notice, there's a really bright flash there at the very beginning that's...
Right.
That's literally every bit of the hydrogen in that thing
right.
exploding.
It seems like it stays contained in its own thing, right?
At one point. The rest of the dirigible that comes down when it crashes is all the hot air that's mm-hmm. keeping it afloat as the balsa wood and canvas burns.
Mm-hmm.
That's what caused the crazy fire.
Right.
Most of the time, and they've shown it with like penetration tests and stuff like that, you're going to see like a small blue jet of flame and then it's gone.
And then it's gone.
Then it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
If the tank is compromised, hydrogen burns so fast.
Yeah,
it's not like combustion, like gasoline, where suddenly there's a rupture in a pressurized tank and it's misted and that causes a huge explosion.
Right.
Suddenly. The explosions with hydrogen fuel cells are not really as crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
In a way, it almost sounds a little safer.
There's been some crazy explosions
lately. I wouldn't use that.
There's been some crazy explosions lately with the Tesla cars.
Yeah,
true, true.
And that's all battery op.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll start looking at the Galaxy phones and stuff like that
the exploding of the Note.
You got the same
Galaxy
thing.
7
you
Note,
got the same thing with all the hoverboards that were recalled because they were exploding.
And in January, if you still have a Samsung Galaxy 7 Note or Note, whatever it may be called, but if you still have one, they were trying to recall them, but people have been reluctant, like they're still using them. They're going to shut them down totally. Like,
literally tell you on the plane, like, we want your phone off.
Yeah.
But if you have one at home, come January, there's a certain day in January, it's dead.
Yeah. It will no longer work?
Yeah. They told me that today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah. I mean, it's a major recall, and it's a major
They're trying
issue.
To get them all back.
It happens all the time, even in automotive industry. You know, there are recalls, safety recalls,
I've
stuff
had
that
a
happens.
Bunch just in the last 48 hours.
Wow, really?
TSBs, yeah. Not recalls, but TSBs, which stands for Technical Service Bulletin. It's like a precursor to a recall.
Right.
So, there is a crew switch on Fords that would get stuck on and actually cause a fire.
What the hell?
Not killing anyone, but causing a fire and some cars burning to the ground because they weren't home.
Jeez.
So,
holy shit.
Something like that is
burning.
Is a recall, but this is just right before that. And so a lot of these are like, you know, oil pressure solenoid sensors and the VVT on Hondas. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a car that's in, and it's a Honda with VVT.
These sound more electrical issues, right?
No. They're powertrain, electrical, AC.
A little bit of everything, I guess.
A little bit of everything. Yeah, there's a Blendor actuator TSB on Volkswagen Jettas.
Huh.
Which is electrical,
you know? But there's no way of saying, like, a totally electrical issue, no.
No, and that's the thing, is a technical service bulletin is, it's kind of like a non-threatening thing, but it's just like, hey, look, us over here at the Ford dealership, you know what I'm saying?
I'm over here,
I'm not calling you a pepperoni, but I'm just saying.
But you was a pepperoni.
Right, no, all they're saying is like, hey, we've noticed, like, 1,500 incidences on 2011 Honda Elements.
Yeah.
This fucking sensor is failing. So then they put out a technical service bulletin. It's just like going to HEB and be like, oh, hey, that, you know,
that
baby chair you just bought.
Recall.
Yeah, that baby chair you just bought. Well, it's been killing babies.
Oh, Jesus
So you
Christ.
Might want to return that.
Yeah, you might just want to. Like, if you like Junior, you might want to return
that. Yeah, I mean, it's like that, but not on such heavy circumstances. But
Exactly.
It's really cool, like, because you really get into the vehicle and really get behind the manufacturer and how their design and engineering went into the car.
Huh.
It's just fucking amazing. Like, the TSB on that the Honda Element, there was like 11 pages. Right. And I read it all up before I handed over the technician.
Oh, yeah.
Read it all up.
Just learned. Just, it's incredible information.
You ate it up. That's pretty awesome.
Well, and that's just it. You know, it was funny because before the show started, as we wrap up here, you were talking about how great it feels to be back in a shop and doing what you love to do and doing what you were trained to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, that is a lot of what this show's about, is literally, you know, people's passions, doing what you love doing on the daily. And the fact that you are back to doing that is fantastic.
Yeah, it is,
me,
actually.
Man. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love it too.
You seem like you're enjoying your life more.
I am. Yeah. I can't tell you literally how Swisher was killing me. Like it, wow. I was rotting away with that job.
Yeah.
Literally rotting away.
You seem like you got more energy tonight.
I'm so happy.
Well,
so much happier.
This stuff is ready to be pulled off the grill.
How about
steaks
that?
Are rested. Brats are ready.
Come on over, ladies and gentlemen.
Potatoes are ready. Everything else. So, on that note, everyone, thanks so much for tuning in.
Yeah.
Thanks so much
Cheers.
For being a part of tonight's podcast, for being a part of all the podcasts.
Yeah.
We've got some exciting news coming up. So keep your ears to the ground on the Dudes and Beer Facebook page.
Don't be a stranger.
And, you know, hey, everybody, remember, happy holidays. Do something good for New Year's.
Woo-hoo.
Be safe. Use fair. If you can't be good,
be good at it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Dudes and Beer Podcast. To listen to our live audio streams, tune in at dudesandbeer.com or spreaker.com/dudesandbeer. You can find our episodes on soundcloud.com as well as the Google Play and iTunes market. You can also find us on YouTube, Stitcher, and your favorite podcast service. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the Revolution Digital Group family of podcasts. Thanks for listening, everybody, and until next time, drink responsibly.